Welcome to the Project Love podcast. I'm Selena Barker.
And I'm Vicky Pevitt. In these podcasts, we explore what it takes to create a life, relationship, and career you love.
And not just one that looks good on the outside, but one that feels good on the inside.
Hello and welcome to another Project Love podcast episode. We said that there was going to be a big announcement if you listened to our last episode. So today is the day. Vicky, you ready?
Ready. I've taken a deep breath.
We've taken deep breaths. We've cuddled. And I just want you all to know that Vicky and I are every bit as much in love, if not more so, than when we began Project Love more than 8 years ago, because today is going to be our last Project Love podcast episode. I don't know how I'm going to hold it together. We are waving with a huge amount of love and celebration, waving goodbye to this epic chapter that we have been, I don't even know what the word is, this epic chapter of Project Love, and have decided to finally, yeah, bring it to a beautiful and, yeah, a beautiful and celebratory ending. So This is us saying goodbye to Project Love and hello to new beginnings and new projects, but very much supporting one another, loving one another, and there you go. I've said it. I delivered the news. Everyone else is probably being like, oh, that sounds lovely. Great. Although I did tell the amazing Ruth, who did our first Goodbye Hello journal, designed the first cover of our Goodbye Hello journal. And I told her, and I said, we are lovingly saying farewell to Project Love. And she, when I spoke to her on the phone, she said, just first things, are you and Vicky okay? Like, you are still friends. I was like, What didn't you get by me saying lovingly? And she's like, I know, but I think it's like, you know, when you hear a band is breaking up, it's always because they basically hate each other and have fallen out. Mm. And I think that, just want to reassure everyone that that is not the case. Mm. And, well, Vicky, maybe you go first. You know, you were the sort of first one to say, I feel like it's coming to its natural end. Mm. So, yeah, how was that for you, realising that that's what was naturally happening?
You know, Christmas time was actually a really tough, God, I feel already quite emotional. Christmas time was already, it was quite a tough time for me. I lost my grandma, someone I loved dearly, and someone I was very close to, and I was very ill over Christmas, and a few other things that were going on at the time. And I think that in that grief in January, I was just reflecting really on, you know, what I want to experience this year and how I want to feel. And I think that in grief, it can be a catalyst for change. Well, it definitely was for me. And it just puts things into sharp focus, I think, in terms of, I don't know, like things that, I can't explain it. It just felt like there was a sense of intuition, I guess, about well, it sort of felt like Project Love was complete to me. Like there was no other word I could describe other than complete.
Yeah. And the thing is, sometimes, so as so often happens with change, it's not like you kind of set out, oh, something needs to change, and then finally arrive at, aha, it's Project Love. I need to say goodbye to it. These things so often just come to us as a sudden realization. It's complete.
It's complete.
It's done. Mm-hmm. It's over. Mm-hmm. And so there's no going back. And yeah, it's just like, yeah, that is what is.
Mm.
And so,
yeah.
How do we, let's move on from there?
Yeah. And I think that can happen in relationships too. You realize, yeah, I love this person, but it just, this relationship is complete, and you can still carry on loving that person or that thing that you're letting go of. And it can be complete at the same time.
So the journey is done.
Yeah.
The journey has come to an end.
And I just felt I just had this amazing opportunity to really look back at these 8 years. I mean, nearly a decade.
It's incredible. How did that happen?
I know. I was 28 when we started Project Love. Lived a lot of life in these years. Yeah. A lot.
Sammy's six and a half. He was born like, I've got an image of Sammy as a sort of 2-month-old baby lying on the bed and you and I having our work session. We'd already launched Get Ready for Love.
Yeah.
And had done who knows how many hours of podcast.
I think you were pregnant with Sammy recording the videos for Get Ready for Love.
The first set of videos we did, I was heavily pregnant. We launched it in June. He was born in July.
Yes, it was. I remember it was a rush to get it all. We really did have a big deadline.
We had a very firm deadline. It wasn't a movable deadline. No. This is like, I will not be available.
A lot has changed. You know, we've changed and evolved. And I just look back and I just felt like, wow, I'm just so incredibly proud of everything that we created and made happen, every person we've connected to as a result of Project Love, and just how much we've inspired people to love, like love themselves, find love with a partner, find love in their work. It's just been the most enriching, fulfilling journey. And it's reached that natural point of completion. So it's been amazing. And, you know, all these things, you know, to describe it. And at the same time, it just feels like it's a really beautiful sort of, you know, it's a time to end on a really beautiful note.
Yeah, absolutely. And we have had moments in the history of Project Love where we have gone through bumpy times, and it's, you know, and sort of because things were evolving and growing, and we were evolving and growing, and it is quite like a marriage when you're in business together, and you know, and but this time it is just a very natural, beautiful ending that has sort of just emerged. And I think you're so right. It's like, wow, Project Love, it has always felt to me like Project Love is greater than the sum of you and I together.
Yeah.
It's always felt like this entity, that this energy that's put so much love and goodness into the world, but put so much love and goodness into my own life and into our lives. Yeah. And so much of that is because of the community. I mean, we receive so much love and nourishment from you guys, listening to the podcast, over on Instagram, you know, responding to our emails over the years. And it's just, it is really something to celebrate.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. And we're really going to now, over the next week, if you do follow us on Instagram, we're going to be celebrating, just some of the happiest moments and the achievements of Project Love and what we've, and this baby that we've, this 10, no, almost 10-year-old baby we created together,
practically
going to secondary school. I mean, isn't that wild?
Yeah,
and really for me, it was, I hadn't got to the same thing with Vicky of like, you know, this is the end. But as soon as you sent me that message saying, hey, can we meet up and have a little chat about Project Love and, you know, where we're headed with it? And I turned to Fons and I said, this can only mean one thing, that it has naturally come to an end for Vicky. So I suppose my first reaction was like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. But very quickly, and this is where the, you know, when things are let go of, a sort of space opens up, I became really clear about what I wanted to do. So in as much as I suppose for you, you know, it sort of kind of came to you that it was time for you to move on and it had come to a natural end. It sort of came to me what it was that I therefore would do with you having waved a very loving farewell to it all. And so I was like, well, okay, so if it is that Vicky doesn't want to carry on with Project Love, deep breath, I will really lean into the journals and the Project Love journals. But then it didn't feel quite right that it would be me carrying on with Project Love without Vicky. I mean, Project Love is Vicky and Selena.
Selena and Vicky. You know, it's like, it's not just one person. And so I thought, well, okay, what I could do is evolve it into Project You, make it all about the journals. I won't carry on with the podcast because that's our podcast. It will remain up there in the world for people to listen to the hours and hours and hours of podcast episodes that we've got. But I do want to do a podcast in the future. And yeah, so that is, and I really became so excited about this. The idea that my dream of doing more journals could really come under the Project Love, evolved into Project You brand, and that it could be a sort of natural evolution. So as much as yours is a sort of natural, it's come to an end for me, I'm not ready for it to come to an end, but it can evolve. So we can end this chapter together and then I can carry on the sort of Project Love journey, evolving into Project You, and really taking the parts that of it that I love, which are the community, you guys listening, and the community on Instagram, and the journals. And I definitely do want to, well, I do a private podcast, the Monday Crew, so I'm going to bring that also under Project You, so it all lives in one place together. And it's all about design a life you love. So design a life you love one journal at a time, design a life you love one podcast episode at a time, and Monday Crew is design a life you love one Monday at a time. So I have to see how all these things work together. But yeah, that is the plan. And it just feels so right. And now, of course, we're in the enormous transition period. We're literally lying horizontal on the sofa as we speak. Quite discombobulated, but yeah, it's just transitions are, and a client was mentioning this the other day, a client who in fact you've worked with for love and I've worked with for career. I'm sure she's listening, sending you love. You know who you are. And she was saying how she'd been listening to an episode on transitions that we did, I don't know, a year and a half ago. And even when it's positive change you're bringing about, even if it's change that you planned and you want, my God, it can be hard and it's exhausting. Mm-hmm. And Susie Redding talks about this in her Self-Care for Tough Times book, which is so good. She talks about three periods in your life that are hard. Grief, obviously, burnout, know all about that, and transitions, even when they're positive transitions, because you're stepping into a new space. You're stepping into your power. You're letting go of things. Your identity is suddenly having to sort of rejig itself.
Yeah.
You know, fears and doubts naturally come up and you're sort of creating new visions and getting clarity around things. And all of that stuff takes so much emotional and mental energy that I am finishing every week being like, I need a massive, massive rest. And so each weekend is about fully switching off, recharging my battery so I'm ready to go again. And yeah, how are you feeling, Vicky?
Yeah, I think keep thinking about expansion and how vulnerable it is to expand. And yeah, just as you were talking, I was thinking how exposing this all is. Because, you know, when you've got this established routine and you know, identity and way of doing things, and then suddenly that's all disrupted. It makes you sort of question, okay, so yeah, like, as you said, like new visions and unknown, uncertainty. Yeah. It's really exposing. It's very vulnerable. And yeah, totally feeling that in terms of emotional energy and mental energy. I totally agree. Even if it's change you really want.
Yeah.
And I think this is like, you know, in any change really, whether it's walking away from a relationship, or leaving a job, making a change in how you live, how you work. I think it just feels very raw and...
The caterpillar going into its cocoon, where it completely essentially falls apart and becomes
unravels
a mush
until it emerges as the butterfly. And that's why I always think a transition is you're going through that process, that metamorphosis where you are turning into a sort of, you know, blobby version of yourself
before you re-emerge. Your particles are sort of coming apart to re-find themselves back together again.
Yes.
You know,
yes,
and
that's
and
how it feels.
I hadn't even thought about this actually. We have known ourselves in the world to be Project Love. And also outside of that, and Vicky and I were like, maybe this is a good time to remind listeners of what we actually do outside of this podcast. Some people might not know at all. Yeah. And we will get on to that. But like, but so much of how we've presented ourselves for almost nine years, almost a decade, has been one half, I'm one half of Project Love, and I'm often introduced, you know, in talks or on panels as co-founder of Project Love, because so many people do know Project Love. The loads of people in the press know who Project Love is. And like, it's an established and very loved entity. Mm-hmm. And so now it's, you know, and by the way, we are going to keep like the website up. And what I calculated the other day was about 3.5 solid days of non-stop listening of podcast, Project Love podcast episodes. So you will be able to spend many, many, many hours listening to our podcast episodes. And I really love those episodes. And so, you know, yes, we are waving goodbye to carrying on creating content and putting stuff out there. But there's a whole body of work and a whole body of love and guidance and inspiration in that podcast that will still be out there. And that sometimes I listen to and need to listen to, like the one on transitions. I was like, right, I know we need to stick back that one to up. That. But yeah, so Vicky, why don't you... Yeah, well, explain for those who aren't really sure what you do outside of this podcast, what you do and what you are going to be doing next now that we're sort of saying goodbye to Project Love.
So I'm a love and dating coach for big-hearted women who want to find meaningful connection and love in a happy and healthy relationship. And I specialize in helping people to date for their attachment style. And what I'm really, really passionate about is attachment theory. And I studied this like 20 years ago, studying psychology.
Did you study it when you were studying psychology?
Yeah.
I don't think I realized that.
Yeah. You know what? I didn't realize this until about a year ago when I found an old essay when I was decluttering some drawers. And I found an essay that I had written at age 19 about... gender differences in communication styles and intimacy styles.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And I remember learning about it in psychology A level way before that. So yeah, it was like around 20 years ago when I first learnt about it. And it's amazing, isn't it? Because sometimes you don't realise it's like that phrase that you can only connect the dots looking back, not forward.
Yeah.
And I started to really connect the dots back in relation to this passion for attachment theory. And actually, it was the podcast with Helen Dent, the psychologist that I interviewed years ago on the Project Love podcast, that reminded me of this passion for attachment theory. And since then, it's just been growing and evolving. And I'm just really passionate about teaching people about their attachment styles and how to date for your attachment style and how to find compatible partners, knowing your love tendencies and your patterns and your triggers and your relationship needs, things you need to feel really safe and loved. And then using that knowledge to then go out there and date and find someone who could be really compatible with you. It's like one of my great loves at the moment. Oh. So I'm so passionate about sharing that love with others.
Oh, so good.
And if you do want to go deeper into love and dating stuff with me, if you really would love some support with dating, with love, then I'm running a webinar on the 1st of May. I think it's a Sunday, on dating for your attachment style. So I'll include a link in there and you can check that out. And also I'll include other links so you can continue the journey with me with my Sunday love letters. I've got some free dating resources as well. And also a course coming up that's all about dating with confidence. So I'll include all the links in the show notes and check those out.
For those that don't know the story, Vicky helped me out of 8 years of being single and struggling in my love life and helped me completely transform my love life. And it was because of that, because of my that Project Love that we took on together, that Project Love began in the first place.
Yes.
And I was the first person you helped to really, truly transform their love life.
Yeah. God, all those years ago.
Yeah,
we used to sit in cafes back in, it was 2013. A mutual friend of ours introduced us the year before, but it was where we, it was 2013, wasn't it? We really started to meet in cafes, talk about dating and love, and talk about careers. And for those that don't know, Project Love really started as a skill swap.
Yeah.
We didn't realize we were building a business at the time. It was just two new friends
yeah.
that were getting to know each other and using their different skills to help each other to find a career they loved and find a great relationship. We didn't realize we were actually
embarking on a decade of working together and building a brand. But yeah, because often people sort of think, oh yeah, how was it going into business with, you know, one of your best friends? And I said, well, actually, we started out not knowing each other very well.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
The best friendship evolved over those years. But we should give a shout out to Bexy Cameron.
Yeah.
Because she is the friend that introduced us. And you could say she is the reason why all of this exists.
She is
the reason why. She always starts with Bexy Cameron.
Love you, Bexy.
We love you, Bexy. And she's also been a guest on the podcast 3 times.
Is it 3?
She did the love story. She did one of the end of year.
And she did,
goodbye,
yes.
Hello, end of year sort of wrap up,
yeah.
Her and Leah. And then, of course, I interviewed her for her,
yeah.
The cult following, her book, her amazing book that came out, which is, yeah.
God, so. And that's only right that she is one of our most featured and most
regular.
Celebrated.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what? I'm just thinking back now as you're talking about like the very first podcast that we did. It was when you still lived in Brixton. We were at your flat, I remember. You were like, let's, you know, we're having all these great conversations about relationships. Why don't we just, you know, pop them on a podcast and see what happens? And I didn't even really understand what a podcast was. Like, I really think that the only person was doing podcasts at that time was Ricky Gervais.
And then us.
Yeah. And I remember, like, you just, you know, uploaded this thing onto SoundCloud. I wasn't quite sure, like, what does that mean? Like, and then realized people were listening, and then, you know, 100 listeners and then 200 listeners. And I had a bit of an existential crisis. Thinking,
yeah, I do remember.
Oh, no. Like, am I, you know, do I want to
have my voice out there? You didn't like listening to your voice,
I
remember?
I really was very uncomfortable about listening to my voice. I had such a vulnerability hangover, like immediately after recording.
I remember it.
I was really, very, very out of my comfort zone and uncomfortable. And I couldn't listen back to episodes for quite a long time, actually. I'd probably say a few years it took me to be able to listen back.
Yeah.
So I've been on such a, like, steep learning curve, really, in terms of that, 8 years later.
I mean, so many, we've had so much growth individually and together over the years.
Yeah.
I think one of my big sort of kind of things that I'm finding most challenging and kind of causing me to feel quite discombobulated in this transition is doing stuff on my own. I'm so used to us doing things together.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's very much part of my personality type to really love creating through collaboration.
Mm, mm-hmm.
And so it's kind of
adjusting to that and looking at, of course, we're going to support one another. And, you know, just before hitting play, we were chatting about what we're both doing next and talking to one another about that. So we're always going to have that. But yeah, it's a big kind of shift for the identity to no longer be known as one of the things I do is Project Love. But also suddenly, yeah, doing things on our own. And not together.
It is so different because now, you know, we've both been in a creation phase, creating new things, and it is so different. Like, I have never actually created. So I've just completed an amazing course that was more like a group coaching program, but it will later be a course, which I'll tell you all about at the end of the episode. But yeah, just like creating on your own is so different. And I think we, as collaborators, we've really bounced things off each other. We're very good at collaborating and creating things together. Yeah. We really bounce ideas off each other, and it, you know, sparks things in each other when we're doing things together.
Yeah.
You know? And I think we've, the body of work we've put out there, and that's why we've been able to create so much. We've probably created about 50 different things over the years.
Yeah.
Like, things, you know, freebies that we've done or courses that we've ran and journals and coaching programs and masterclasses and podcast episodes. And,
well, so if you're including podcast episodes, it's a lot more than 50.
Oh, well, yeah, then as well, you know, with the podcast, my God, hundreds. But yeah, maybe that is why, because we work so well.
Yeah.
As collaborators.
Yeah. And so it is recognizing, I think, God, the things that I'm going to miss in terms of things like that. And then having to go, okay, so how can I create that experience in other ways going forward? And recognizing the things that I'm really missing or going to, or know I'm going to miss. It's like, okay, so then going forward, you know, that that's an important ingredient for you. So how are you going to create that? How am I going to create collaboration and team and things going forward? Well, I'll share where I'm going to next. The Project Love Instagram is going to evolve into Project You. We didn't want to just shut down, you know, 10 years of growing this gorgeous community on Instagram. So that's going to evolve into Project You. And I will also add a link into the show notes where you can sign up and carry on the journey. Carry on the journey with me. If you love designing your life and journals and podcasts, then yeah, I'll be carrying on all of that stuff. So show notes, and also you can always head over to selinabarker.com, sign up there. But eventually, and very soon, createprojectyou.com will be out there. But yeah, if you follow on Instagram, Project Love, then you don't have to do anything. But if you want to sign up to hear about what's next, particularly Time to Thrive, that's going to be the first Project You course and journal. So that will be the first thing to come out. That'll be coming out in June. And then I'm self-publishing. So we've decided, well, I've now decided to take back the Goodbye Hello journals, the end of year journals, and publish them myself for a variety of reasons that I'll go into more in the future. But I'm so excited about that and to be back doing that all myself. So that will be a Project You journal, Goodbye 2022, Hello 2023. So yeah, a lot of things happening right now. I was saying to someone the other day, I had planned at the start of the year to do Time to Thrive, but I wasn't expecting all of the rest. And so it is feels like a very rapid gear change, really exciting. And yeah, having to use all the tools in my kit to keep myself staying grounded and calm and focused. And yeah, it's a good opportunity to use those tools, and definitely very early nights, very restful weekends.
Yes.
And sort of minimal things outside of all these projects. But yeah, it feels really exciting. I do want to start a podcast next year, maybe next year. I mean, I literally said that last year, that I wanted to start a podcast this year, but it's, you can't do everything all at once. So I do want to do another podcast in the future, but for now, just want to give space to honor
the Project Love podcast and how much it has, just, and feel so proud of what we've put out into the world and the content that's out there and that exists and will carry on. So we'll still have the Project Love website up there with all of the podcast episodes, and yeah, a celebration of love and friendship. And and then we're going to go and have a really, really long sleep.
Yes.
And we're going on holiday together to a friend's wedding and then a holiday together in Ibiza in July.
Yeah.
We're just going to lie in the sun and hold hands and sleep day and night apart from the wedding. And what would you say? What would you say are some of the most memorable moments from your time with Project Love?
I
completely put you on the spot, putting myself on the spot now as well. I'm trying to think. Definitely the Oliver Bonus moment where we saw our journal and Oliver Bonus for the first time and weirdly bumped into Emma Gannon.
Yes. I think when I look back, I see there's loads of professional milestones of things like, you know, all the press that we've been featured in magazines that I remember reading at university, like Psychology's magazine was a magazine that I used to read religiously at university. And then to be in a magazine like that, that you've loved for so long, you know, things like that were like so cool to be featured, like cover story on Psychology's magazine for our Get Ready for Love course. And all of the other amazing, like Red Magazine and all these other amazing magazines that we love that we were featured in. Like
the Evening Standard, like 2-page, 3-page feature on us a couple of years ago. Yeah. New Year.
Cosmopolitan and God, so many others. And just the amount of people I think that we've been able to help. So over 700 people, over 700 women did our Get Ready for Love course that we launched back in 2015. And you know, hundreds of others that have done, I don't even know the numbers, but to have had the privilege to support so many people is, I'm going to get emotional again now. Immensely proud of that. And it has been such a privilege and honour. And to be able to support people in such fun and creative ways.
I was just going to say
working
that.
Working together, creating things, and it's been joyful.
So fun and playful. I just don't know what the image that popped into my head was when we went, thanks to Canopy and Stars, and we went to do a retreat for couples, and we kind of ran a workshop, but we ended up interviewing, and I've forgotten their names, that the husband and wife or girlfriend and boyfriend that were running
Penny and Will,
you remember their names, and they ran this incredible sort of idyllic place in the woods and these beautiful tree houses and cabins that they'd built, and they'd come from this life in London. They'd both been actors in London. They'd moved to, was it Gloucestershire? It was just so magical. And we interviewed them at this big oak dining room table out in a field.
Yeah. Yeah.
Looking over the hills of Gloucestershire. And just, I mean, and then I think of like when we went into Mare Street Market. And I remember us looking at going, oh my God, they've got a podcast studio. We were like, one day, Vicky. Or you were like, one day, Selena, we'll do a podcast recording in here. And I think less than 6 months later, we were. And then we'd record these podcasts from this really cool little professional studio in Mare Street Market. And just so much playfulness and fun and just such a kind of challenge to how we are led to believe work is supposed to look like, so far removed from the sort of boring, stuffy, grey workplace that I think is certainly growing up, that we just assumed that was what you had to do kind of thing. And actually that work can be so playful and like, oh, we can make up the rules.
Yes.
And, you know, and it's just, I love, I'm like,
God, do you remember when we used to do the podcasts in Sammy's kids' teepee because it had good acoustics?
You know what? Like, we've just, what I've loved is just how, like, the scrappiness, like, well, we could just go into the TV and record a podcast and off we go. And we're there, like, literally an inch apart from each other, talking about love, relationships,
practically
careers.
Nose to nose.
Yeah, right there. And just, you know, the video. Do you remember the videos that we did for Designer Life You Love where your cat kept coming in and the cat was then featured in the videos because she just wanted to be involved. just so much fun. And laughter.
And so bold as well. Like, I remember when, you know, we were like, we'd done the Kickstarter for the first Goodbye Hello Journal and we're like, right, shall we do this? Shall we self-publish? We knew nothing about self-publishing. And I remember we'd literally put messages on Facebook saying, does anyone out there know about publishing and distribution? Mm. And like, that was literally where that was how clueless we were. But like, practically, we Googled it and put it on Facebook. And then what, like, a bold dream to go after, knowing nothing about publishing, neither of us ever having experience, not having any friends in publishing. Yeah, we'd done a Kickstarter, so we'd sort of, but like, what a dream to go after and then to see it in Oliver Bonus and then the following year, to see it in the Tate Modern.
Yeah.
And the excitement of that. And I remember
at the till point, just to add, at the till point.
We went to one shop in the Tate Modern and we were like, oh my God, there it is, and so excited. Then we went down to the big one down in the basement and we were like, oh, maybe they just have it on the other floor. It's not here. Oh, well, we'll go and get these books. And then suddenly we're standing there and just went, oh my God. Oh, look at the till front. Look, actually next to the tills.
Yeah.
And there it was. The journal in That's all its
a,
glory.
A very unique spot, apparently, to be featured in the Tate at the till point.
Oh my God.
We were like, wah! Causing such a scene, weren't we? Taking a million pictures and GIFs.
But you know what? That's also what I love. Like you say, it's the joy. It was nothing ever was like, I mean, we're in the Tate, like whatever. Like, we've always been so delighted with every feature, every mention in a magazine or a newspaper. Mm. Like, every time it's a celebration. I don't think we've ever, we definitely never got to a point where we sort of like took any of this stuff for granted.
No.
And, you know, it's that constant celebration. Mm. Which I think has just, made it so special. Mm. Right to the very end of this chapter. Yeah. I think a big exhale.
We'll end the podcast how we started, with a big deep breath.
Yeah, so we are, if you are on Instagram, then, you know, do come and check us out over at Love Project Love. We're going to be sharing some of our favourite memories and celebrations on there and celebrating the many people that have been part of our team over the years, from Ruth designing the Goodbye Hello Journal covers to our many guests on the podcast, to Nicola and then Nicole, who've been our amazing photographers over the years. Kate, who worked with us for, you know, a number of years. Bexy, who brought us together for the first time. Mm-hmm. You know, there have been so many people, so many journalists as well, who've really sort of, you know, championed us, and so many friends and on Instagram that we've made, actually.
Yeah.
And particularly friends that we've made as a result of doing the podcast as well.
Yeah.
And above all, you guys who've been our amazing listeners. And I've really, really felt the love over the years. It's just been so nourishing and so beautiful and so magical. And I was going to say, I'm going to really miss the deeper meaningfuls with you, Vicky, but those are not going to end.
They're not going to go
away.
We're
just not going to have a microphone in our hands. So,
And thank you to Tom, who lovingly edits our podcasts each time. Shout out, Tom. I know you're obviously going to be listening to this because you'll be editing it. And to Juliet, who also worked with us on the podcast 2 years ago, who really helped to support us.
Yeah, and Alice. We've had so many wonderful people be part of the Project Love team. And yeah, just ending on such a note of gratitude.
Yeah, thank you so much for listening. And as Selena said, there's a whole archive of older episodes if you ever want to go back and listen to some, or maybe there's some that you haven't listened to yet. But yeah, thank you so much for listening and being part of our community. We've just loved connecting with you, and yeah, we've just loved the friends that we've made. And yeah, just it's been an adventure.
Oh my God, it has been such an adventure. Thank you, Vicky.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Project Love podcast. We really hope you enjoyed this episode. And if you did, then come and subscribe on iTunes, and we'll deliver each new episode straight to your device. And we would love it if you would leave us a review to help us spread the love far and wide. And if you can't think of anything to write, then just tap 5 stars and say, best podcast ever. Thank you.